بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed the hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of the significance of the month of Sha'ban. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us the reason behind it, and that is because our deeds for the past year are presented and shown to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the very same hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I would really like it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I really like it that my deeds are presented to Allah while I'm in a state of fasting. The month of Sha'ban was a month where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fasted for most of the month. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يَصُومُ شَعْبَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted the entire month of Sha'ban, this month that we are experiencing, except for a few days. Just for a few days before Ramadan, he would fast the entire month of Sha'ban. So it is a month of fasting. Let us try some optional fast. Perhaps we cannot manage. In fact, it is makruh for us to fast that month, that much in Sha'ban that we are too weak to fast in Ramadan. So if you know that if I'm going to fast too many days in Sha'ban, it's going to lead to a weakness in Ramadan, then you just fast for a few days in Sha'ban to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Perhaps we can start with the Monday and the Thursday fast, or perhaps the three sunnah fast of the month, which is the 13th, 14th and 15th of Sha'ban. But some optional fast during the month of Sha'ban in preparation to the month of Ramadan, it shows a sense of anticipation that you are all excited about you're receiving Ramadan. So you already start the fasting in the month of Sha'ban. May Allah grant us the understanding.